Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. My friends, as we come up here on this 2025 Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo Bus Tour event, giant event. We want you all to be out there from May 7th to May 10th. And in doing so, meeting with thousands and thousands of other Lifestyles members and real estate investors from all over the country. Today, we bring one in for the show for what we call the Tell Del Show, where we like to bring people in to share with you their story, because all of you out there, you're all different. And you come from all different places, and you have all different backgrounds, and you have different journeys to end up where we want to end up. So we like to bring different people out for you. It might be the one that stimulates you. So with us today to share her story is Suzanne Baker out of San Antonio. Suzanne, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much. Good morning, Del. It's great being here.
Well, why don't we start out, since I don't think we've got much history together. I don't know, have I even ever met you?
I met you at the expo once a couple of years ago. Of course, there's thousands of people, and you're always so friendly and so welcoming to each one of us. So next time I go to one of those meetings, I'll make sure I tell you I'm the Suzanne Baker.
There you go. Yeah, you got to do something in this world to be remembered. There's no doubt about that. And I do love to hug and take pictures with everybody I meet. So that's an open world. Let's talk, Suzanne, if you would, please. Tell us what your life was like before you found Lifestyles. What did you do for a living? What did you spend your time doing? And really transition us into whatever point it was in your life where you decided you wanted to look for something different.
Okay. I've always looked for mentorship opportunities. My career was in career counseling for college students and in workforce development. The reason I came into Lifestyles Unlimited is because I have always been looking for a way to earn a living and save up for my retirement. I had tried going to college, and my college education didn't let me that much more upgrade. I was still working two and a half jobs. And when I was told about Lifestyles Unlimited by a wonderful friend, and you know his name very well, Steve Sesserman, and he's a dear friend of mine, and he told me I'm working with this program for a newcomer. And I went from working two and a half jobs to today I'm retired, and my houses have helped me. So thank you so much for building this for all of us. I appreciate that.
That's amazing. That is amazing. It's really hard to even hear that and understand out there if you're listening. Here's someone who's working two and a half jobs, was living the life that we all live, which is a life of quiet desperation, which it can only be because you're working all the time. I mean, I've done the 12-hour day, 6-day a week stint. There's just nothing left. There's only so many hours in a week, and when you eat them all up, then there's nothing left for you. So how did you break out of that? Let's talk about, so it was Zuckerberg that got you in?
Well, Steve mentioned to me about Lifestyles Unlimited. I was living in Austin back then because that's where I worked. And I decided to go to an event, and I listened to Mr. David Fisher, and I was sold. I went to the 2-day training immediately, and I'm extremely shy. I deal with hundreds of students, but I don't like speaking so much in public. And so I decided to ask David, before I signed up, I said, well, look, I have debt, and I'm working. I'm barely making it. And he asked me a question. He said, you want to be debt-free? Yes. You want to retire earlier than what you think? Yes. Do you have a house? Yes, sir. You have any equity? And That was the last question he asked me. 2 years later, I went and saw him, and I told him I have three houses, and I'm debt-free. And now I'm building up for my retirement. So.
Wow. Yeah. So walk us through. Okay, let's go through. There's lots of material here that I'd like to share with the audience if I can get this shy young lady to give it up here, because like you said, you're very shy. Let's talk about, did you go to the two-day?
Yes. I immediately, when I went to the first orientation, I signed up for the two-day immediately, and that weekend is when I signed up. Joe Flores was the gentleman who signed me up, and he became my individual mentor. And I was walked through from the very beginning because I had more questions and I was so nervous because to me, spending $100 was a lot. I was gambling, but I figured all of this is going to cost me as much as it cost me to finish my degree in tuition and fees and books. So if I spend that much money in my education, I can spend it. It, to me, was almost like a gamble. And so I just dove into it. But because I was investing, I've always seen everything that I do in my life as an investment. Because I was investing, I had a lot of questions. And everybody was just so willing to give me answers. And if they didn't know, read this or talk to this other here or come to this meeting, I had never felt that I was by myself. All I had to do was ask.
I want to shift the conversation over. You went to the expo how many times?
I have only had the pleasure to go once. I've been working, but now I'm retired, so I can go.
Wow. The way the world changes, huh? Working 2.5 jobs with debt, now no debt, and retired. What did you think of the expo when you showed up? It's obviously your first time. It had to be quite an experience for you, huh?
It was amazing to see fellows from all over the country, different levels of investment. And everybody was just so friendly and willing to share their experiences over a workshop in the hallways, over lunch and all the special events. But everybody across the world was just amazing. Yeah, an experience that we all need to at least do once.
You know, that's interesting. That is probably the most overwhelming experience of the entire Lifestyles Unlimited experience, the fact that most people can't even talk to their family or their friends about their finances and their resources and their desires to get ahead. All that sounds so either egotistical or on the other side, so painfully brutal to talk about, that when you come here and you see thousands of people that are open and willing to share and have, you know, no kind of animosity about money. It's just, boom, we know it's there. We know we can get it, so we're not unhappy about it. It's a great thing. So I'm glad that you made it to Expo. I hope you can make it this year. I know it's you, now that you're retired, you might have a little free time, huh?
Absolutely, yes. And, you know, sometimes coming from working class and people in debt, the first thing that my family said when I started following the path of lifestyles, why do you want another house? Why are you so money hungry? And that those naysayers and judges. But when I went to the expo, everybody feeling the vibration of prosperity and positivity made me feel like I can do it. And what a great family to belong to.
You know, it's interesting. You come out of a small town. I call San Antonio a small town. A lot of people are Austin, even is a small town. And you get to this expo, and there's thousands and thousands of people from all over the entire country. Did that surprise you that you were part of a group you didn't even realize was that large?
Yes, especially about the experiences that they talk and about the amount of money. They start small, and you know, when they tell me, now I'm investing X number of thousands of dollars, and oh yes, I invested like $250,000 in a deal. Oh my goodness. And it was just amazing. Yeah, the energy is fabulous.
So let's go back to your experience. And David told you or asked you, do you have a house? And you said yes. I assume that means that your starting point was to refinance your house and get some working capital out of your house.
Yes, He said, get a cash out, refinance, pay off your debt, and go and get a house. And had money, we'll mentor you into that. That is my, I call it that house, my La Primerica is my workhorse, because I bought it with hard money. My partner told me, you are crazy. What are you doing? Why are you following these people? You're not going to make it. But he was there with me reading and writing and every step of the way. But I had an incredible good realtor and my mentors, my hard money lender and the refinance lender, all of there. We had to work on the document that I had to provide to the hard money lender, my schedule of repairs, and everybody got my back. I had to leave my town and I on an emergency out of state, but they were texting me and calling me, where are you? They just sent already you, you know, for you need to make a withdrawal of cash. Is inspector going and are they going to be on time? And I had an incredible contractor who also knew my schedule that I needed to follow. And by the time I went to the last inspection to refinance my house, appraised, I think, of $48,000 over the estimated ARV, and I got cash back on the refinancing. And it was amazing. I got three people who joined our styles because they were following me and they were listening to what I was saying. They said, oh, my God, it's working.
So you pulled this money out of your house. And then how did you go find a rent house? I mean, that's a process of finding something that's you're buying it below market value. You're fixing it up. You're turning it into a rental. Take us through the process on the first one. How did you do it?
Well, License Unlimited Realtor guide me on the properties that were available in hard money. He showed me, he sat down with me on a Sunday afternoon and he said, what is it that you want? What is the threshold of tolerance? What neighborhoods are? Let me. And he explained to me, we sent email blasts. Make sure that you go through this, and Joe Flores also, okay, look it up on the map and go and visit them different times of the day and see if you like that neighborhood. I did my due diligence. I followed every step of whatever they were suggesting. I had a little notepad writing things down. And I landed up in a neighborhood that I really liked because it's adjacent to a very, very well-kept area in the city. It's Terrell Hills, right behind Terrell Hills, and Terrell Hills is a up-and-come, it's a very plush neighborhood. So I figure it has access to all the highways. I don't like taking the highways because of traffic. I drove all the way to downtown, and I said, oh, this works. I have three houses in that neighborhood, and they all went very well.
Wow. So you looked at it as if you were the consumer. You were going to be the tenant, your tenant, and said, would my tenant like this as opposed to just would I like this, huh?
Yes. One of the things that you teach us is to do best product at best price. And I saw a house, and even the contractor told me, he said, why are you overdoing it? And I said, because I would like, if I'm working so hard and if I'm working two jobs, because when I was raising my children, I lived in some dumps. My landlords were horrible. They labeled me, but for being a single mom, I said to myself, one of these days, God willing, I will be able to provide a dignifying place for a hardworking family. And that's
wow.
The pattern that I'm following. You are making
What a point of view there. To give back even, you know, that's amazing. Hey, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with Suzanne Baker and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Teaching you with the roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. With me here today on the Tell Del Radio Show is Suzanne Baker. And as before we get back with Suzanne, I just want to remind you all that we are coming up to the biggest event of the year. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo and Bus Tour. This thing is incredible. It's going to be in Irving, Texas this year, May 7th through 10th. And there's a thousand things that I'm not going to go into right now because we're interviewing Suzanne. I will tell you this, though, as an urgency. You need to register for two things. These will sell out. We were looking at it yesterday. They're moving rapidly. One whole day of the bus tour is sold out now. There's only one day left. You need to get in there and register for the bus tour. And also, if you're going to be coming in from out of town, you're going to want to get a hotel room. We bought a block of hotel rooms, and we get a better price for them that way, but also they sell out. And so if you're going to fly in and or drive in and want to stay there right on the compound, this is a gigantic convention center, and there's three hotels right there on the spot. You can just park your car or come in with an Uber from an airport and stay there for 4 days and have nothing to go anywhere about. It's all right there, all the different restaurants, about 20 different restaurants and so forth. All of the convention events are right there. Thousands of people to network are right there. Parties every day, all 4 days. You just don't want to miss this. So get over to Lifestyles Unlimited on the web and go /expo, or just go to Lifestyles Unlimited and you can click on expo either way. And get yourself signed up for that. So, Suzanne, as we come back, let's talk about you wanted, and as we went to break, you were saying you wanted to make this the best product at the best price for people like yourself, understanding that you had seen what living in slumlorded conditions is like, and you wanted to be able to change things for other folks like yourself, and so you put together the best product at best price. Tell us some of the things that you did to these properties that you purchased. You can start with the first one. What kind of stuff did you do to it to make it so much better?
Well, I think as a consumer, I view the properties as a consumer. One of the things that were more important for me, first of all, neighborhood, building community, and a dignifying property, bathrooms, kitchens. Those are the first things that I went and modified in my properties and the landscape. I feel that I like to deal directly with my tenants, and the contract samples that we have in the portal helped me create my own contract, and it was in a mutual accountability between the tenant and me. Because I know that sometimes tenants are new into moving into a single property. They have always lived in an apartment. So it's kind of education. That was the educator on me being a career counselor, mentoring people. Sometimes they don't know the path, so we will work there. You know, the grass needs some maintenance, and or this is how you turn in your report, and let's work together. So, yes, they do appreciate that.
You know, that's a very interesting point. I don't think I've ever heard anybody else ever say that except me, that I used to sit down with people when I would move them in, and I never thought about it even the way you just explained it as a teacher, as a counselor, is that these people don't have any idea how to live in someone's home and how to maintain it. And I used to sit down with them and go through the lease and go, this is what you have to do, this is your responsibility, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, down the line. But I would spend a good amount of time explaining to them how this was going to work. And you're right. That little bit of education really clears things up in the beginning so they don't misunderstand and think that they're going to get the same kind of services that you get as an apartment. You know, you can't pick up the phone and send the maintenance guy over. It doesn't work that way.
Yes. Absolutely. It's an educational curve, and it requires mutual patience. Landlord and tenant, and I tell them as a forefront, I said, this is my investment, but living in your property, this is going to be your home while you pay the rent. So these are our rights and responsibilities mutually. I will return a request within 24 hours. If I don't return, we can escalate it. But they understand. I like to be very hands-on, being like a property manager, but instead of apartments, it's single homes.
So what kind of things? You said the kitchens and the bathrooms are important. I think that you're not the first woman that ever told me that. That seems absolutely to be the important part.
Yeah, my wife probably told you that. Yeah, kitchens and bathrooms, and how does the property look? When you walk, is the backyard inviting? Can I imagine myself if it's untidy, of the soil, if you allow pets in the soil, has holes, have you refurbished it? They have to imagine how they can actually live there and how can they pick up after themselves. And I do routine drivings on my properties because I'm a fan of my properties, and I go see the neighbors because I have to be a good neighbor to the people who live in that neighborhood. And if some of my tenants are doing things that maybe they're not aware because nobody's making them aware, and it's making my neighbors unhappy, I want to know because I want to mediate the situation. And
that's interesting. It really is. I've had situations on my single family homes where I knew the neighbors, and you're right. They'll tell you things that you never get that information unless somebody tells you. So you did this first house. How long did it take you to do it?
I signed up, and the first thing after I signed up for a membership, I did my cash out refinance. It took me about 6 months, I think, and put that house, that refinance house. That was my first rental. It was quite an experience, and Joe and his wife, bless their heart, because they did the walkthrough and they make the suggestions. Maybe you need to fix this, to change that, because this was my first time having tenants. So he made me aware of some blind sides, and I followed the path exactly as he said it. He did another inspection. He said, yep, you're ready to advertise it. And I put the sign, and I advertised online, and I'm not getting any calls. Check this, make sure. I mean, Joe is extremely, extremely patient and a great mentor. Got that house rented, and as soon as I got it rented, and I have been waiting for the money I had for the down payment on the next property, and a realtor showed me this property, and he said, it is going to be hard money. This is what this house comes with. But you can repair it, and you have 30 to 60 days to repair it. And I went with a hard money lender and the refinance lender. And they told me if you go beyond 90 days, it's going to be a lot more expensive because of interest. But they didn't just approve me. They followed up with phone calls. How are you doing? Is your contract? Are you following the dates? And I was very scared. But when after the transformation of the bathrooms and the kitchen, the house just opened up and it looked very, very nice. Like I said, it had appraised at higher value than what we expected before going into the deal. And it rented within 2.5 weeks, I think.
So all said and done here in the last part of this segment, all said and done, you bought it, you renovated it, and then it was appraised. How much captured equity did you have? That's the difference between what you have in it and what it was worth after you're all done. How much was your captured equity?
Around $40,000.
Wow. After that happened, Suzanne, did it change the way you viewed this? I mean, you're coming up on this, and most people, they look at things like, well, I believe it works, I believe it works, I believe it works, and then boom, it happens, and you go, oh, my God, it really works. Did you have an aha moment that changed the way you saw this whole thing?
Oh, yes. Immediately after that first property, I think that what was more amazing was my partner, he retired from the IRS, so he does my taxes, and when he saw that the transformation in my finances, he just started telling my children, look, this is what your mom did. And all my children became Lifelines Unlimited members, one in California, one in Arizona. And so then they really couldn't believe what mom had done. She got herself out of the poverty payrolls. One of the things that I really kept on saying, the reason I signed up for Lifelines Unlimited is because I realized I was turning my mid-50s, and I realized that I was saving people working for nonprofit, trying to save everybody, getting out of the low-income payrolls. And I forgot, looking at my retirement, I forgot to save myself. And that's precisely what I took this gamble. I took this investment. I said, I have nothing to lose. And my passive money, if I had kept it on the savings account or my 401k, they wouldn't be performing as much as my properties have performed.
Now, how long has it been since you joined and to the date when you had enough houses to retire? How long did it take to retire?
6.5 years. And the reason it took me that long is because I didn't follow the pattern of passive investments. I really wanted to get single homes because I wanted to cater to families who want to have an ICR. And because I was learning in the process on how to be a real estate property manager. Taking my time, there was 1 year when I bought 3 houses on that year, and I was just sitting back, preparing, until I finally decided. And for 1.5 years, I didn't do anything. I was just preparing for retirement, buying a car, paying it cash, and just getting the stuff that I need for my retirement, and I'm here, I'm there. I finally arrived, and all my time is going to be to continue learning through Lifestyles Unlimited.
Well, it's an amazing story, that's for sure, that you went through this and came out the other side. The thing that I thought was interesting when I looked at your bio, I was reading it this morning, was that you had a job to consult people.
Yes.
You had a job to consult people on their finances and on their future and on their, you know, their life plan. And yet you had not even put one in place for yourself yet, huh?
That was the saddest part of the story, because when a student graduated, because it's being a workforce development, my students were making 4 times as much as I was making immediately. And I kept on thinking, it's great that I'm helping people, but I'm not helping myself. Who can help me? Well, you and your mentors and your program, that was the mentorship that I needed. You guys were the ones who helped me be where I'm at today.
I'd like to share a story with you that I'm sure you've heard before. Have you ever flown in a plane?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And at the beginning, the stewardess gets up there and says, now, if there's a sudden drop in air pressure, oxygen masks will fall out of the top of the ceiling, and you should put your own on first,
right,
before you even help an infant next to you. Have you ever heard that?
Absolutely.
I say that about finances. Before you go out there and try to help other people with their finances, you need to fix your own finances first.
Absolutely.
And that's not in a mean way. Just like in the airplane, the idea is not that you're not going to help other people. It's that you can't help other people if you are dying. And if you're not succeeding, you can't help other people. By succeeding, you've put yourself in a position where you can create great product for people like yourself to live in that cannot afford to buy a home, but yet they still get to live in one that's just like new. That's a wonderful thought to think that's the way the world works.
And you know, Dale, one of the things that I realized after your teaching and the mentor's teaching, it's not how much money you make, it's how you use it, how you invest it. And this is what this program helps us, because on the income that I was making, I have managed to do the same and sometimes even more than those people who I mentor as students who are making a greater amount of money. It's just how we utilize the funding.
That's a very good point. That is a very good point. For those of you out there, you hear what she's saying. She wasn't making a ton of money, but she was able to do more with her money because she had the right plan than people making four times what she made. So that's a good thing. What's the future for you right now? We've got just a minute left.
Well, I am getting ready to start investing passively. That's going to be my next step.
Okay. So you're out there networking around to get into your first passive deal?
Yes, that's the plan.
All right. Well, I really appreciate you coming on and sharing your story with us here. It's a great story. It's a phenomenal story, in fact. I can't believe it. You know, working 2.5 jobs and being deep in debt with Dave Ramsey on your shoulder. And you show up here and now you're retired and no debt. It's a great story. I love that. I hope that we can get you over to Expo. Maybe tell that story at Expo. For the rest of you out there, remember this. It's not the money. It's the lifestyle. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.